Anything that's going to hurt super, we do not want to get involved with at all this term.
While the government is adamant they aren't going to touch superannuation, the push is back on to see changes to the program, which currently costs Australia billions. The Productivity Commission has today released a paper proposing a number of changes to super, including raising the age of super access from 55 to 65, which they say could save the government $7 billion. But how realistic is it for Australians to rethink their retirement age? Matt Grudnoff is Senior Economist at the Australia Institute.
If you're a 64-year-old woman who's a cleaner, you're probably more likely to want to retire at a younger age because of the type of work you're doing than if you're a wealthy man working in an office who sits at a computer all day. So it doesn't even really make sense from a personal sort of level or an ability kind of level. So moving, effectively people's superannuation is heavily subsidised by the government. The super tax concessions make up a large chunk of people's superannuation. And so therefore the government has every right taxpayers have every right to think that if we're going to give you a lot of money to help retire, then it should really be used in a similar way to the age pension. The two systems should be far more equitable.
How are people using their super now if they do indeed access it at 55? Are they using it to retire, or are they using it to, pay off their mortgage early and keep working anyway?
Productivity Commission found that only about 30% of people actually take a lump sum, and when they do take that lump sum, they don't tend to waste it. They tend to use it for either paying down their mortgage or putting it into some sort of income-earning asset. So some of them aren't doing that. But essentially, the problem with the superannuation system as it currently stands is that high-income people are effectively using it as a way of creating or growing their wealth, when really the system is about a way of funding a comfortable retirement. And if it's being used to just accumulate wealth, if we're just sort of trying to shoehorn assets, income into the super system just so that we pay less tax, then that's effectively avoiding taxation, and there's no real benefit to society.
Do you think we're really likely to see any kind of significant review of superannuation under this government?
Unfortunately, this government seems to be becoming more and more strident in its view that it won't change superannuation, which is a real problem because it's one of the fastest growing parts of the budget. And currently, about $35 billion a year is being lost through superannuation tax concessions, and that's growing at over 12% a year. So it will need to be tackled eventually. It is unsustainable. It would be good if the government put good policy above politics and actually made some reforms in this area.
Matt Grudnoff, Senior Economist at the Australia Institute.
Mike Rafferty is a Senior Researcher at the Workplace Research Centre at the University of Sydney. He's an expert in superannuation and says in considering any changes to super, we need to keep in mind what the scheme was designed for in the first place.
When we started superannuation, the idea was that superannuation would top up our pension entitlement so we'd be able to retire with even better living standards. But, of course, what we have got now is that superannuation is gradually replacing the age pension. So embedded in this idea is that your superannuation, in a sense, is instead of the age pension. So, of course, once you have that logic, from the point of view of Treasury, the less time you're on the pension, the better. It might be useful to know that it's currently costing over $30 billion a year in tax concessions to superannuation, right? That's four or five times what we're talking about here, and that's, by the way, a projection. This is that they may save $7 or $8 billion in 20 years. We're talking about it costing over $30 billion a year now in tax concessions, and most of the tax concessions go to high-income earners. It's a fabulous way of avoiding tax because for every dollar you put in, you're basically not paying tax on it. So we've got a system which is totally skewed to wealthy people. And you'll notice that this Productivity Commission recommendation, the people it's going to affect are people who don't have the choice to retire, right, and that don't have the discretionary income.
It isn't just wealthy people, though. Is there any evidence that it's only wealthy people who are really trying to take advantage of this super system?
The big sort of ticket item is the concessional contributions. That's the ones that people make voluntarily. And we know that the data shows that, you know, about, well, well over 60% of those tax concessions go to people earning more than $150,000 a year. So it's massively skewed. That's not to say that some, you know, lower income people don't use those concessions, but the biggest value of them and the biggest chunk in terms of the budget goes to high income earners.
Mike Rafferty, Senior Researcher at the Workplace Research Centre at the University of Sydney.